proving your claims. It might damage your ego, but it will certainly help your ability to successfully finalize recruiting transactions if you accept the fact that a high percentage of your leads and applicants will not believe everything you tell them unless you can prove it. In all fairness, can you blame them? People are skeptical about recruiters for several reasons. First, your leads and applicants know you have something to gain by the transaction. They understand that you have a goal or a quota of people you must recruit. Furthermore, some leads and applicants are under the impression you get monetary bonuses when you exceed your assigned goals. Therefore, they'll balance everything you say against that belief. Second, your leads and applicants have had the truth stretched before, perhaps even by another military recruiter. While there are supposed to be truth in advertising rules, salespeople, including recruiters, who your leads and applicants come in contact with, can sometimes stretch the truth a little too far. If you doubt that, all you have to do is think about some of your own buying experiences. Think back to when you first talked to a recruiter about joining a branch of the armed services. Weren't you somewhat skeptical of what you heard? Third, people have become jaded by oversell. By the time the average person reaches adulthood, he or she will have seen more than a million television commercials and hear nearly as many radio spots promising everything from robust health and instant wealth to perpetual happiness. Rather than purchase every product on the market, most people have developed very effective mental tune-out devices that just filter out any promise they suspect might not be true. These and other factors make proving your claims absolutely vital if you're going to convince your leads and applicants to join the Air Force Reserve. You have to prove every claim you make about yourself, the Air Force Reserve, and the recruiting opportunity you are presenting. Here are some ways to accomplish this. Claim prover number one. Never make a claim you can't back up with facts. Your integrity is absolutely essential if you wish to become or remain a successful recruiter in today's marketplace. Unfortunately, every so often, the national news includes embarrassing stories of recruiter malpractice. While the overwhelming majority of recruiters are true professionals, it only takes a few bad ones to create the impression that dishonest recruiters are everywhere. Honesty is vital. Making even one false claim will cost you more accessions than it will gain for you. But there's another issue that is just as important. It's not enough for you to know a claim is true. You must be able to back it up with proof your leads and applicants will accept. Claim number two. If you can prove it, show your evidence. It's important for you to actively back up every claim you make about the Air Force Reserve, especially those that sound too good to be true. The Smart Recruiter frequently offers supporting data, relevant documents, and tangible evidence to prove every claim he or she makes. Since you never know claims that leads and applicants will doubt, the safest path is to prove them all. Claim prover number three. Reinforce all claims visually. A picture is worth a thousand words. The reason most people believe that statement is because it is proven true in their own experience. In your world of recruiting, it means your leads and applicants will much more easily believe and remember what you show them rather than what you tell them. Picture proof serves to speed up your evidence, making your claim easier to grasp and believe, and enable your leads and applicants to remember it longer. Claim prover number four. Let your leads and applicants experience your claims for themselves. If you claim the Air Force Reserve offers its members great physical fitness facilities, take them to the base gym and let them see for themselves. Claim prover number five. Repeat important claims and proofs again and again. Have you ever wondered why major companies keep repeating the same commercials over and over? It's because studies show it's the best way to get people to believe them, remember them, and act upon them. When you're face to face with a lead or applicant, the more often you repeat something, the more likely the lead or applicant will accept it and remember it. That brings us to the next part of this lesson, the value of bringing your own witnesses. An eyewitness is viewed as the strongest evidence in a trial. The strongest theme in advertising is word of mouth. Likewise, what's the most convincing evidence you can offer for your claims about the Air Force Reserve? An endorsement from a satisfied unit member. One of the principles that help comprise the impact selling system states, leads and applicants expect recruiters to make claims for the Air Force Reserve, but they are impressed when someone else makes or endorses those claims. It's best to get someone else to make a claim for yourself or the Air Force Reserve recruiting opportunity. Here are four witness pointers you can use to support your recruiting efforts. 1. Try to get a written endorsement from every satisfied unit member you recruit. The best way to get those endorsements is to ask for them. You would be surprised at how many recruiters either neglect to ask or are afraid to ask for those letters. Truthfully, most new unit members will be happy to put their signature on a letter. Have them tell the truth about what it was like to work with you and how much they're enjoying the Air Force Reserve experience. To make it even easier for the person writing the letter, provide them with a self-addressed stamped envelope so they can mail the letter back to you at their convenience. Number 2, carefully select the endorsements you are going to use. The best endorsements are grammatically correct, typewritten, or at least very legibly handwritten, and say very good things about you and the Air Force Reserve. Be sure to only use well-written and grammatically correct endorsement letters. Number 3, treat endorsements with dignity and respect. A strong endorsement letter is invaluable, so it should be treated with dignity and respect. Protect the letters you receive by putting them in plastic protective covers to keep them looking fresh and new. You might even consider putting your strongest letters in picture frames and hanging them around your office so your leads and applicants will be favorably impressed. When you do bring out your letters, present them one at a time and give the person you're showing them the time to read each one. Number 4. Try to involve happy unit members with leads and applicants. Offer your leads and applicants the opportunity to talk directly with unit members, especially the ones you have recruited. When you let your leads and applicants talk privately with unit members, it sends a message that you have nothing to hide and are not afraid of what the unit members might say about you and the Air Force Reserve. If you are going to connect your leads and applicants with unit members, ask the lead or applicant to let you know when they are going to call, so you can advise the unit member to expect a call. Then, advise the unit member to expect the call and provide a little background about the lead or applicant. Be careful not to abuse your unit members by having people call them all the time. Instead, set up a list of unit members who are willing to talk with your leads and applicants and rotate them on and off the list every few months. To summarize what we've been talking about in this lesson, your leads and applicants must believe what they hear and feel about the Air Force Reserve before they're ever going to make a decision to commit. It's up to you, as their recruiter, to back up every claim you make for the Air Force Reserve with indisputable proof.